You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. A very warm welcome to the Olive Express, live and exclusive to Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. I'm your host, Musa Lahir, with my very special co-host,
Humaira Lahir.
Humaira Lahir. And we are going to be with you right until what time? You don't know? What's the time now?
9 o'clock?
8 o'clock. Just after 8. But we will be with you till just before 9 p.m. Central African time. On which day is this? What is the best day of the week, Humaira?
Friday.
Jumu'ah. Let's practice. What are the names of the week in Arabic? Yawm al-Jumu'ah is Friday. What is Saturday? It starts with a seen. Yawm al-Sabt. Which one?
Yawm al-Sabt.
Sunday is which day? Yawm al-Ahad. Tuesday is which day?
Yawm al-Ithnain.
Wednesday is which day?
Yawm al-Thalatha.
Where were we? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday?
Yawm al-Arafa.
Thursday?
Yawm al-Khamsa.
Friday?
Yawm al-Jumu'ah.
Saturday?
Yawm al-Sita.
Yawm al-Sabt.
Yawm al-Sabt.
Monday? Sunday? Okay, these two sisters are trying to figure out the days of the week here. But alhamdulillah, out of all those beautiful days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with, the best day of the week is undoubtedly Yawmul Jumu'ah. And we come into you live from a very, very, very cold Cape Town. It seems like there's a lot of snow that's been falling in the Ceres area. It's about 1.5-2 hours drive from here. And yeah, so I've learned something new also, is that generally in Johannesburg, where we've lived most of our lives, July is the coldest month of the year. But in Cape Town, August, surprisingly, is recorded as the coldest month of the year. And then September and October, that's when the Cape winds begin to blow away. So, yeah, you got to hold on tight during September and October. But trust me, November, December, January, February, it's stunning. It's beautiful. It's warm. In fact, it's much warmer than Johannesburg. So, yeah, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. This is all the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Different seasons. I remember last year, Ramadan, especially the first maybe 10 days of Ramadan, it was so hot that we actually had to run air conditions in the Musalla, Musalla Yunus here in Panorama, the first few days of Taraweeh. But alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, it was a very different experience. I think our bodies have somewhat adjusted to winter, and reading Taraweeh in winter, you don't perspire as much and you don't sweat as much. But yeah, as we're coming closer towards summer now, there's going to be different challenges and your body needs to adjust once again. But anyway, be that as it may, we're just about 8 months away from Ramadan. Can you believe it, Humaira? It feels like yesterday was only Ramadan, and another 8 months' time, it's another Ramadan, inshallah. Are you going to keep all your fasts this year?
Yeah.
Did you keep all your fasts last year?
Yeah.
You didn't miss a single one?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Say alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So Humaira, when she was much more little, then she used to give us a bit of a tough time when it came to fasting. Isn't that so?
Yeah.
Used to find it difficult, eh? But now she's motivated, alhamdulillah, and she has competition with her other siblings. So, alhamdulillah, that's a healthy competition. And perhaps other parents can also do. So, Humaira, today I had a question. A parent phoned in or posed a question that, are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right-handed.
What does that mean?
That I write with my right hand.
You use your right hand for most things. You have dominance. The word is dominance. You have a lot of strength in your right hand. But anyway, this mum or this dad or father, mother that asked the question said that their son is left-handed. Right? And he finds it very difficult to eat with his right hand. So what advice? So the advice that I shared was that practice makes perfect. Right? Small children, even if they're right-handed, sometimes tend to eat with both hands, sometimes only with the left hand, sometimes only with the right hand, when they're still finding, I don't know what's the medical understanding of when that right-handedness or left-handedness or double-handed, you know, some children are double-handedness. They have both hands that they can use simultaneously at the same time. So, eating, which hand do we eat with?
Right hand.
Right hand. Can we eat with our left hand?
No.
Can we drink with our left hand?
No.
Not at all. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَمِّ اللَّهِ وَكُلْ بِيَمِينِكَ وَكُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكَ. Recite Bismillah before you eat. Eat with your right hand and eat with that which is close to you. So that is an important sunnah. And if we teach our children and we practice upon it and encourage and encourage and encourage, even if a child is left-handed, slowly but surely that habit will come in and they will be able to eat, inshallah, with the right hand permanently. And it will become a subconscious thing that, you know what? In fact, I think as you grow older, Humaira, it becomes such a norm, right? So common in your life. That if you have to eat or drink mistakenly, forgetfully, by your left hand, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. So always, another thing people do, Humaira, is when they're drinking, they hold the glass with the left hand and they put their right hand under and then they drink. Is this fine?
No.
It's not fine. Yes. Because the sunnah says, drink and eat with the right hand. So, people will say, but I'm using two hands. The right thing to do is to drink with the right hand exclusively. Right? Don't worry about whether the glass or the cup or the mug is going to get dirty with your hands or food, because ultimately that's still going to go into the washing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's going to get washed. So, you don't have to worry about that. A lot of people worry about that no, it doesn't look good if there's food particles all over the glass and that there. So don't worry about that there. Worry about what Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have taught us to do. All right, Humaira, I've forgotten the number and I keep forgetting it every single week because I don't use this phone at all. So remind me, what is the contact number?
067-914-8154.
A little slower.
067-914.
Not softer, slower.
067-914-8154.
067-914-8154. That's the magical number to dial, and that is also our call-in number, inshallah. Wherever you are listening to us, you can call us from there. And I have two engineers in my program. I have Lukolo that is there in Johannesburg, and I have another engineer this side that is Zakia, but she obviously just helps me with the choice of anashid and what have you. So yesterday, one of the senior Palestinian leaders was killed Sheikh Ismail Haniya, rahmatullah alayh. So, alhamdulillah, I've been chatting to Sheikh Ismail for the last 20 odd years. Not so much recently, but during the old days when we were with Channel Islam, we used to interview him quite a bit, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with martyrdom. So one nasheed that I actually found, but I can't seem to find it now, was a nasheed that was sung by some Palestinian people, men. And it was a nasheed in honor of Sheikh Ismail Haniya, rahmatullah alayh. He had come for some work to wherever it is that he was, he didn't really mention. And they sang a beautiful nasheed about Sheikh Ismail Haniya. I will try to, or we'll ask our engineer here in Cape Town to try and source it for us. And inshallah, summa inshallah, I would love to play that for you. Inshallah, summa inshallah. 067-914-8154 is the magical number to dial, inshallah, or to message us from whichever part of the world that you are listening to us. Humaira, it's the day of Jumu'ah, and or the night of Jumu'ah, and tomorrow, of course, it's been the beautiful, auspicious day of Jumu'ah. We look forward to it. What do you enjoy the most of Jumu'ah? Salah, okay, but you read Salah every day. So what's different for you?
Read Quran.
You sit and read Quran.
Put oil in your hair.
Put oil in your hair.
You read Tasbih.
You read Tasbih.
For the men, you put Itar.
For the men, they must put Itar. Okay, you think about it for a little while, and it looks like we found that nasheed. It's called Lan Na'tarif bi Israel. Take a listen.
لو خضعت كل الدنيا لن نعترف بإسرائيل قال القائد إسماعيل هذا النهج ولا تبديل لو خضعت كل الدنيا لن نعترف بإسرائيل لن نعترف بإسرائيل هيلا 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 يا بهيلا السبع وعشرين ألفا من كيلو الأمتار تلك هي الأرض فلسطين أمتار العز يا لن ننسى السبع وعشرين ألفا من كيلو الأمتار تلك هي الأرض فلسطين ولها مثل هذا قراري ولها مثل هذا قراري لن نعترف بإسرائيل لن نعترف بإسرائيل هيلا 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 يا بهيلا هيلا 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 يا بهيلا هيلا 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 يا فاو الناصرة الحرة وجليل العزة والثار غزة والضفة والصخرة حيفا وربوع الأغوار يافا والناصرة الحرة وجليل العزة والثار غزة والضفة والصخرة حيفا وربوع الأغوار كل بلاد هتفت جهرة كل بلاد هتفت جهرة لن نعترف بإسرائيل لن نعترف بإسرائيل هيلا 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 يا طهيلا هيلا 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 يا طهيلا هيلا 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 لا صلح على حبة ترب هي وقف لحمى الإسلام هذه بنادقنا في درب تجتث فلول الظلام لا صلح على حبة ترب هي وقف لحمى الإسلام هذه بنادقنا في درب تجتث فلول الظلام قد أعلناها في حرب قد أعلناها في حرب لن نعترف بإسرائيل لن نعترف بإسرائيل هيلا هيلا
Absolutely beautiful, alhamdulillah. Words of Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh, rahmatullah alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him abundantly for all his sacrifices. So many family members he has sacrificed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he himself honored with the garb of shahadat. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status in Jannatul Firdaus. A wonderful, wonderful, soft human being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the ummah. And Allah make it easy for the people of Palestine and Gaza. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory. I think, you know, it's been on people's minds since yesterday that what is going to happen and everything. Allah Ta'ala knows best what is going to happen. We must just continue to resort to dua, abundance of dua, abundance of istighfar, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help and assist the ummah. Humaira? Where's Humaira? What are you doing, Humaira?
Writing on the board.
Writing on the board. Okay. We've got some messages that have come in. Let's go to our first message all the way from Chipata, Zambia. Oopsie daisy.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Abdullah Adam from Chipata, Zambia. Today I'm going to read to this class. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد لمن بارك أولد ما فهمنا الفلان نسكا انتباتا هفا نايت دعا نايت دعا فهم
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wonderful, wonderful recital of the Quran Sharif, Suratul Ikhlas. And let's make dua, inshallah, that Allah takes the reward and grants it to all the martyrs, all the people of Gaza, and Allah makes it easy for them, inshallah. Another message from his young brother or elder brother, let's listen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm Adam from Chipata. Today I'm going to read Suratul Fatiha. Suratul Fatiha. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we missed you two boys for about 2 weeks. I think you went AWOL, and we thought about you and we made a lot of dua for you. Didn't we think about them, Humaira?
Gee.
Gee, we missed them, didn't we?
Gee.
Absolutely. All right, Humaira's being a little humorous here. But what's the number, Humaira?
067-914-8154.
A little louder. Enthusiasm.
067-814-8154.
No, that's wrong.
067-914-8154.
Let me check. 067-914-8154. Can you say it like that?
067-914-8154.
067-914-8154.
067-914-8154.
Okay, excellent. We make you a little present, eh? For the next 1 year or so. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. And yes, of course, beautiful recital of Surah Al-Fatiha Day by the young Adam family. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. And may Allah make you al-huffaz and ulama and muftis and mashaykh and akabirin. And Allah use you and all our children for deen. Humaira, why is it so important to learn deen?
So you can know about Allah.
So you can know about Allah ta'ala. What else?
And practice.
So you need to know, right? Now you've got a little board there. But I've seen that you've gone over the board on the top and under as well. So now you've painted or you've written on the wall. Do you think your mother's going to be happy about that?
No.
Not at all, isn't it? So what's the rule?
No.
You have to write on the board and not on the wall. So the same thing with regards to our deen. If we know the rules of our deen, then inshallah, we won't go over the boundary of the writing board, and we'll make sure that everything we do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do it in a correct manner. Right? And what would happen if your mum or your brothers had to walk in now and see that writing on the wall?
That'd freak out.
And they'd make you clean it, correct?
Gee.
They would punish you, perhaps.
Gee.
Okay, we're not going to do that, but at least you understand that. So the same thing with learning and practicing deen, right? You have to learn what Allah wants from you. Do you know everything Allah wants from you? No, you still got a long way to go, right? You still have to learn about all your du'as in salah. Do you know all your du'as now? Qunut, you know your qunut properly. Allahumma inna nasta'inuka wa nastaghfiruka wa nu'minu bika. Then? Okay, all right. So that is why I'm saying it's so important, because you're a small little girl right now. But as you grow up, the Sharia is going to become farad upon you. And then you're going to have to read those du'as. Not like the salah you currently read sometimes. Up, down, kiss the ground, up, down, quickly. And in 10 seconds, your salah is completed. But it has to be a good salah, because that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge you on your salah. Right? Okay, excellent. 067-914-8154. When you're small, you do a lot of silly things. And as you grow up, then those silly things are no longer acceptable. For example, I see a lot of children sometimes, they like to dig their nose and then eat it. Why do the Humaira, why do children do that?
I don't know.
Why do kids your size do that?
I don't do it.
You don't do it, okay, but the children do it. Why do they do it?
I don't know.
Okay, you're going to find out in madrasa on Saturday for me, why the children do it, right? I see a lot of the children in the madrasa, they do it. She's having a good laugh. All right, we have another message, inshallah. Let's listen. 067-914-8154.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Muhammad Pando. I'm going to read Surah Nas today to Nas. بسم الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس ثم مبارك to my friends and all.
ما شاء الله محمد باندو. Okay, you didn't tell us where you're calling us from, but beautiful recital, Suratul Nas. And of course, once again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send the thawab to Sheikh Ismail Haniya rahmatullah alayh, all the mujahideen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help and assist them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring victory. Humaira, remind us, what is the special number?
067-914-8154.
No, I need you to be loud and energetic.
067-914-8154.
One more time.
067-914-8154.
Okay. All right. Not angry, just energetic, right? We're not fighting with the number here. And alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, we're enjoying this beautiful nasheed on Sheikh Ismail Haniya.
قال القائد إسماعيل هذا النهج ولا تبديل لو خضعت كل الدنيا لن نعترف بإسرائيل. قال القائد إسماعيل هذا النهج ولا تبديل لو خضعت كل الدنيا لن نعترف بإسرائيل لن نعترف بإسرائيل. هيلا هيلا هيل هيلا يابا هيلا هيلا هيل هيلا 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 هيل هيلا يابا هيلا هيلا هيل هيلا. أمتار العز أيا داري لن ننسى السبع وعشرين ألفا من كيلو الأمتار تلك هي الأرض فلسطين. أمتار العز أيا داري لن ننسى السبع وعشرين.
Yes, undoubtedly yesterday mixed emotions as we heard the news of the martyrdom of the great warrior, Dr. Sheikh Ismail Haniya rahmatullah alayh. But ultimately, and as Muslims, this is what we believe, is that he is not dead. He's very much alive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing rizq for him in his qabr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to turn him into a beautiful green bird. And he's going to be flying around Jannah, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the likes of Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Musab ibn Umair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Hanzala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Julaybib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Absolutely wonderful, alhamdulillah. Allah accept their shahada, Allah accept their martyrdom. But yes, undoubtedly, you know, we feel the pain of the people of Palestine, what they are going through, and it's a true shame. It's an absolute shame. Absolute shame that all these countries that is surrounding Palestine, you know, whether it is Saudi, whether it's whatever countries, I mean, you know, all the countries right up to Turkey and all these Muslim lands is sitting back and they're watching all of this happening and unfolding, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given them, you know, some weapons and what have you. Not that we are dependent on their weapons. No, we are dependent exclusively on the help and nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the hadith says, al-mu'minu ka rajulin wahidin all the believers are like a single person. In ishtaka aynuhu, ishtaka kulluhu. If the eye hurts, the entire body hurts. If the head pains, the entire body pains. Here, there are children that are losing their heads, beheaded. There are women folk who, subhanallah, losing more than limbs. There are people that are suffering of malnutrition, of hunger, extreme hunger. And we are so many thousands and thousands of miles away. And subhanallah, you feel that pain. But, you know, if you are able to do something, then you should do it. You should do it. Oh, nations of the Muslim Ummah, how long are we going to stand by and watch what is unfolding before our eyes? Over 40,000 people have been killed in 9 months. And we're still sitting, having hopes. Okay, ceasefire, no ceasefire, ceasefire. That ceasefire is thrown out of the window. It's not going to happen anytime soon. Illa mashallah. You know, I don't know what to say. Young children, you are listening to me right now. And your dua is maqbool. It's an accepted dua. So tonight, before you go to bed, make a dua for the victory of the Muslim Mujahideen around the globe. Make a dua for the people of Palestine, that Allah's unseen, unwarranted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help comes so forcefully that the munafiqeen, as well as the kafireen, as well as the atheists, as well as the Zionists, as well as the shayateen, all of them are completely obliterated. How long? We ask ourselves this question. What is happening in Sudan also? Children, you know, in Sudan, this is in Africa. We are living in Africa, and not too far away from us, in Sudan, there's over 25 million people that are suffering. Suffering. In fact, some people say it is much worse in Sudan, what is happening there, than what is happening in Gaza. Muslims are dying. Muslims are being killed. Muslims are being shot at. Muslims are being starved. Make dua. Your du'as are maqbool. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unseen help comes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings an end to all the suffering and this pain. And yes, we in South Africa, one of the lessons that we also have to learn is that Allah has given us so much, so much. But at the same time, we should not waste. Wasting is the cradle of shaitan. We should not waste. Allah gave us something. Your mom gives you a biscuit. Don't take one bite and throw it on the floor, or do something that wasting, you know. You tell your mommy, okay, I want some Nutella bread, and she makes you one sandwich or whatever, and you take one bite and then you forget about it, and then it gets hard and you say, no, I can't eat this anymore. So now, you know, next best thing, let's feed the birds. Let's feed the birds. That's wasting. So we mustn't waste. We mustn't waste. Even at home, Allah has given us electricity. Allah has given us water. Don't leave lights on unnecessary. Yes, now I know some people can't sleep in complete darkness. They have to have one light on. No problem. That is what you feel and how you feel comfortable. No problem. But now going into the bathroom, just leaving the lights on. Making wudu, leaving the tap on, checking all your WhatsApp messages or chatting away with your brothers and sisters, and that water, precious water, which the Palestinians are only desirous of drinking. They can't even dream of drinking the clean water that we have in our taps here in South Africa or in most parts of South Africa. And here we're just letting it go down the drain. And we say, oh, okay, now our dams are full. And we had so much of good rains, alhamdulillah. So we won't have any problems with drought or water. But But wasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like people who waste. So if we want to become the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to the people of Palestine, this is our first step. Stop the wastage. Stop wasting. Sometimes we even become so demanding and so extravagant. Allah has given us so much, but we want, you know, it's greed. It's like greed. And as a young child, you may not even understand this word greed, but it's like just, I want more, I want more, I want more. Your father, you know, at the end of the month, he saved up money and he bought you maybe a PlayStation game or whatever it is, a Monopoly or something. And now you just want more and more. Oh, only one. I need two. I need this. I need that. And we just become so demanding. Stop the demands. The children of Palestine, they don't have anything. You know, I was in Cairo about 1.5 months ago. And on Eid Day, we had given out toys to about 1,000 little children. And one father called me and he showed me a video of his shop in Gaza, where he had a toy shop, and it was a big shop, mashallah, and he had all these different toys and that there. And then he showed me what is left of his shop, and there's nothing. It's completely broken, it's rubble, it doesn't exist. And he's still saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. So, you know, I think we also need to learn this here in life, is that if your parents buy you something small, that's what they could afford. Don't become demanding. Don't insist that you want something bigger. They bought you a small little car, you want a bigger car. You bought you a bigger car, you want a remote control car. You bought you a remote control car, you want a radioactive car. They bought you a radio car, now you want a go-kart. And from a go-kart, you want one of those quad bikes, and then you want a bike, and then you want a car. And where does it ever stop? So let's stop this year, inshallah. Let's stop the wastage. Let's stop being demanding. And let's turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I said, for us, you know, this has become our ambition. This has become our wishes and our desires and what we're all chasing after. For the children of Palestine, the children of Gaza in particular, for them, even if they get one small biscuit, I just had a cup of tea now with my family, and alhamdulillah, I see 3 boxes of biscuits here. So, a small little nutty crust even. Little nutty crust. I don't know if people still eat it. I still enjoy it. But nutty crust is a small biscuit. If a child in Gaza just gets one little Mari biscuit also. Mari biscuit, something that people don't really think of it too much. You know, they call it baby food or what have you. Although a lot of adults also still eat it. But a Mari biscuit's like a cheap biscuit, you know. Imagine that little child when he gets his Mari biscuit. The smile they put on their face. The dua that they will give from the heart. So these are the things that you and I need to think about. And this is why people like Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh Rahmatullah Alayh and all the Hamas leaders, they are fighting for. They are fighting for the freedom of the land of Palestine. They are fighting so that Masjid al-Aqsa is freed from the hands of the atheist Zionists. It is no longer disrespected. People can, from all walks and all parts of the world, can go into Masjid al-Aqsa, like how we go into Makkah Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara, and freely read Salah with no fears whatsoever. That is what they are fighting for. They're fighting for the honor and the dignity of the people of Palestine, for the thousands and thousands and thousands of children, adults, men, women, fathers, mothers, that have been sitting in prisons and have been tortured. You know, they take dogs. Imagine, today, during the break, the children went out into the street here, and it's a pretty quiet neighborhood. So they were running around here, and sometimes, you know, the non-Muslim neighbors or the non-Muslim community, they take their dogs out for walks because there's a lot of parks here. So they got a bit of a fright today. They ran into the house and they said, oh, there was two dogs there and the dogs were chasing us and they were barking. And my small one, Umaira, she's gone now, but she was telling me, I thought those dogs were so cute and that day, but then they started barking at me and I ran into the house. Now, they still had somewhere to run to, somewhere that they could feel safe, whatever it is. But imagine you in a little room and then they release this Alsatian dog or this German shepherd that's been trained. You know, German shepherds and Dutch shepherds, if anyone knows about dogs, their bite force and the strength in their jaw is remarkable. It's strong. It when they hold and they bite, they don't let go. They don't let go. You can even swing them in the air and do lots of things. They won't let go until their master tells them to let go. Now imagine you're in a room and they send this dog to attack. What are you going to do? Huh? How? Not one dog sometimes, two dogs, three dogs. So this is what the prisoners of Palestine have to go through on a daily basis. Daily basis. They're not given any food. And even if they are given food, I think they poison the food or whatever it is. They're not looked after, they don't get water, they don't get medication. So the Hamas, Mujahideen, and this is what they're fighting for, so that all of this can come to an end. May Allah make it come to a swift end, inshallah.
قال القائد إسماعيل هذا النهج ولا تبديل لو خضعت كل الدنيا لن نعترف بإسرائيل قال القائد إسماعيل هذا النهج ولا تبديل لو خضعت كل الدنيا لن نعترف بإسرائيل لن نعترف بإسرائيل هيلا هيلا هيل هيلا يابا هيلا هيلا هيل هيلا 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 هيل هيلا يابا هيلا هيلا هيل هيلا أمتار العز أيا داري لن ننسى السبع وعشرين ألفا من كيلو الأمتار تلك هي الأرض فلسطين أمتار العز أيا داري لن ننسى السبع وعشرين ألفا من كيلو الأمتار تلك هي الأرض فلسطين ولها مثل هذا قراري ولها مثل هذا قراري لن نعترف بإسرائيل لن نعترف بإسرائيل هيلا هيلا هيل هيلا يابا هيلا هيلا هيل هيلا 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 هيل هيلا يابا هيلا هيلا هيل هيلا يافا والناصرة الحرة وجليل العزة والثار غزة والضفة والصخرة حيفا والروع الأغوار يافا والناصرة الحرة وجليل العزة والثار غزة والضفة والصخرة حيفا والروع الأغوار كل بلاد هتفت جهرة كل بلاد هتفت جهرة لن نعترف بإسرائيل لن نعترف بإسرائيل هيلا هيلا هيل هيلا يابا هيلا هيلا هيل هيلا 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 هيل هيلا يابا هيلا
على حبة ترب هي وقف لحمى الإسلام. هذه بنادقنا في درب تجتث فلول الظلام. لا صلح على حبة ترب هي وقف لحمى الإسلام. هذه بنادقنا في درب تجتث فلول الظلام. قد أعلناها في حرب لن نعترف بإسرائيل
جی ابسلیوٹلی بیوٹیفل الحمد للہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی فل اس قبر وس نور اینڈ آل دا مجاہدین that have passed on, and those that are living, may Allah grant them strength and sabr and patience and strength, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all the victory, inshallah, thumma inshallah. It's going to bring us to the close of this evening's program from my co-host, Humair Al-Hay, myself, Musa Al-Hay, and my engineer back in Johannesburg, Lukolo. I wish you a wonderful Jumu'ah, inshallah. Something you'd like to say, Humaira? Say assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And let's not forget our engineer here, our elder daughter, mashallah, barakallah. Allah accept and Allah make our children the coolness of our eyes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use them all for deen. Until we meet again, fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Next up, we leave you in the company of Hazrat Maulana Salim Kareem Saab. Shukran, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.